I'm giving you a round of applause already because I know how good you're going to be.
Thank you. No pressure. Welcome back to Free People, Free People. I am Felix.
Felix. I was going to ask you, can I do the recording with sunglasses on because I'm kind of tired?
No, but we are talking about rest, so your tiredness is appropriate for the conversation. Can I sip? No,
Just in time.
This is like the last 10% you're meant to leave.
So hey, I always leave 10% for the God.
I am Tanya, this is my husband Felix, and welcome back to Free People, Free People. I believe we're on week 10 of this conversation. It has been an interesting journey.
It's been a long conversation, 10 weeks.
It's been a long conversation.
But we need you guys to converse more. Come back at us. We want to hear some comments. We want to get some DMs. Mm-hmm. Nasty or pleasant. Preferably
pleasant. Don't
just delete the nasty ones, honestly. My father used to say the more you stir poop, the worse it smells. Mm-hmm. Maybe TMI, a little graphic. Mm-hmm. But you get the idea.
Gotcha.
So we don't put no gas in that tank. That kind of stuff gets deleted. We try and keep an uplifting space.
Yes. It's been interesting because I think this is something new. It's a new project. And we don't really know who's like on the other side of the screen or who's listening. Even if our community is small at this point, it'll be great as we grow for people to come back and see our early conversations, our early videos, and get to know us a little bit.
And when we talk about our community, what we're stating is we actually have a group of people that come here every Friday.
Yeah.
And a bunch of us hang out and we chat about these words and we all uplift each other with new perspectives. And we like to say that you always come in with less, but you leave with more. And what we're trying to do is make that available for the internet,
yes,
for our online community. Mm-hmm. So when we hear from you guys, we actually share with the people on Friday what your opinions are on these words and these topics that we're discussing. And last Friday, we were discussing rest.
Yes.
And next Friday, we're discussing breakthrough. So if you have any opinion on breakthrough, leave it in the comments. Or if you have an opinion on rest, and we'll catch up to people on Friday, mm-hmm, with what our online community is saying. And then we'll make one big symbiotic
infinity
community of free people, freeing people by conversation and... maybe we get to meet you one day.
Yes. So do you want to recap everyone on what we spoke about on Friday?
Oh man, there was so much good stuff on rest that I had to pull out my laptop. So we have a mailer, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Michelle does an email blast that kind of does some cliff notes on Friday. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get on that email blast, it's...
Hello@freepeoplefreepeopletv.com. Or you can just leave your email if you're brave enough. Leave your email publicly in the comments.
That's hilarious.
And we'll just add you to that list.
We don't spam. It's one email a week that gives some highlights from our hang on Friday. Mm-hmm. And some notes like this. Yep. So some of the perspectives were pretty cool. It was, I need to plan rest like I plan my list. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you have to build in that rest to get it.
Yeah.
Another one is, rest is not Netflix. That was amazing. You got the Netflix and chill thing, but rest is not Netflix, especially some of the more dramatic series. I've been watching some stuff and been like, and then all of a sudden I'm binge watching, and all of a sudden the next day I'm spent. And it's because I actually spent the whole night on a series.
Well, I think more perfectly, rest is not van life build series videos.
Yeah, that too. If you notice, I'm covered in paint because I've been building furniture all day. We're slowly chipping away at our van that we're actually going to drive to you. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to hang and we're going to do free people on the road. We're just going to pull up, chop it up, mm-hmm, maybe have a bite to eat, cook something in our kitchen we don't have built yet. But anyway, back to the people. I worked so hard for 15 years that now I stopped and I don't know how to rest.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That, yeah.
Sometimes you have to force rest. Mm-hmm. Why do we have a feeling of guilt when we think of rest?
Yeah.
It's a very common one. Mm-hmm. Oh, this was amazing. This was Dre's grandma, mm-hmm, used to say, there's no rest for the wicked and less for the righteous.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like really close to that one.
It's like an old saying that I think is still very relevant. And basically how he explained it was that, you know, when you are doing something that's maybe like not honoring something a little under the table or, you know, you're gonna spend a lot of your life looking back. Or if you tell a lie, like the most dangerous thing about telling a lie is that you have to remember it. And you know, you could spend your whole life running away from something or trying to catch up and fill the gap in. So yeah, there's no rest for the wicked, and then less for the righteous, because when it comes to faith, a lot of people struggle with the idea that, oh, I'm gonna accept Jesus and I'm gonna have this relationship with God and then everything's gonna be okay. And that is not necessarily the case. And sometimes we can look at people who aren't honoring their relationship with God or are not following this pursuit of faith, and you're like, oh wow, their life is so great. Or you see the successes because perhaps there's moral standings that you would not lay down to be that successful. And it doesn't mean that as followers of Jesus we're not equally as successful, but like, have you ever seen those times in your life where you're toiling and you're struggling and you're doing all the right things and life is still hard? That's basically what that statement means.
And I think when you live a life that's a little less selfish, people weigh on you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that we're righteous, but I am saying that we are conscious of other people.
Yeah.
And a little hyper-conscious to the point where we try and create a conversation online to be able to reach out to people, to share some insights that we've learned and stuff. And the fact that we're conscious, I'm actually conscious that I need some help too,
mm-hmm.
and that I need some rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you try and create spaces that can kind of deliver that.
Yes.
Or maybe even just created on the spot.
Yes.
There was a couple more that were pretty cool. This was good. Rest is synonymous with recovery.
Yes.
That's very important. When I think of rest, I think of breathe.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Find rest in the special parts of you.
Mm-hmm.
That might not make sense right away, but the girl that was sharing was Janessa, Danny's girlfriend. And Janessa was stating the fact that sometimes you're a little unrest because you're uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be quick about it, like let's say you have a big nose, big ears,
mm-hmm.
you're chubby, you're skinny, you're thin. Anything that somebody may kind of call you out for or may not like about you, that might have you unrested.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's saying is to find rest in those special parts of you that actually make you you and create your individual identity,
mm-hmm.
and not to find unrest in people's opinion of what actually makes you special.
Oh, that's good. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Cool.
And then this one's kind of cool, this last one. Find rest in the rhythm.
Find rest in the rhythm.
I like the alliteration, but I also like the fact that when something's flowing,
mm-hmm.
it's not that taxing. That was Maddie who said rest in the rhythm, and that was super cool.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about rest and the rhythm, I'm thinking about the rhythm of life, and life isn't necessarily the most restful thing right now for us, but we have to find pockets of rest, and we have to lean on Jesus, who is our rest. And sometimes when you say, like, oh, you gotta lean on Jesus, you gotta cast your cares, it sounds so like this airy thing.
Mighty Go Country, though.
Because cast your cares is like an old church. I'm like an old church lady. It sounds like this fleeting thing, and it's really hard to capture. But if you look at all the things in your life and you're taking inventory of everything that is not bringing you rest, it can be really easy to get anxious about that. But when you bring those things to the table and you bring those things to the feet of Jesus and you say, hey, like, this is my stuff. And he wants to know your stuff, right? He knows your stuff, but he also wants to know your stuff. I think when you lay it at the feet of Jesus and you bring it to him and you say, listen, I can't do this without you. He takes those burdens away. And this is first in Matthew, paraphrasing again, I would do this. And it says, come to me all you are weary and burdened and I will give you rest. It's that God gives us rest. And I believe the reason that he says that is because he knows that we are restless beings, and we can be restless, and we can be anxious, and we can worry. And he says, take my yoke upon you. And he says that we're weary and that we're burdened because he's aware that that is part of the way that we go through those rhythms of life. And so if we can take a moment to lean on the scriptures and meditate on those verses and create that breathing room, perhaps we find rest in movement as opposed to stillness, because rest isn't necessarily always the still thing. It's a dangerous thing to look at rest and think you're going to abdicate your responsibilities because you need to rest and then suffer the consequences of that. Instead, perhaps we just bring our stuff to the table and let him carry those things.
Abdicate's a good word. Mm-hmm. We abdicated Lion to his to cell for this episode of Free People. We reinforced the padding in his cage.
Oh, you love this joke.
So hopefully there's less sound emitting outwards. And honestly, we don't even know if he's awake or not. He's just in a cage. It's wet in there. It's kind of like Paul.
You've been carrying the cell joke for 2 months now.
Okay, forget it. Lion's in his cage downstairs. We have a kennel with some pads in it.
He's not in a kennel. People are going to believe you.
Okay, so rest is something that I struggle with, obviously, from the bags under my eyes.
Designer bags.
The fact that I can't shut up. So it's not just a Red Bull. It's the fact that I'm just always going and stuff. And you hear billionaires talking about 4 to 6 hours worth of sleep. And then you hear health people talk about you need your 8 hours. But I wouldn't mind being a healthy billionaire. Mm-hmm. So I'm hanging around the 5-6 hour mark, maybe, of sleep. And I'm up between 5 and 6. And that's kind of like my escape quiet time from... Mm-hmm. If you're on iTunes or Spotify listening to this conversation, I just thumbed to Tanya and pointed downstairs to Lion. And I want to appreciate you guys for putting up with our fluctuating sound and just checking in audibly. Is audibly a word?
Audibly.
Audibly. Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking for. But back to my story. Mm-hmm. Where was I?
You need rest.
A healthy billionaire.
You want to be a healthy billionaire.
Super cool, right? Yeah. Who wouldn't want to be a healthy billionaire? And I notice that I'm really tired sometimes. And then other times when I'm really tired, something can get me very jazzed. Mm-hmm. And I know I just pounded a Red Bull, but whenever we pop these lights and cameras on, I get really jazzed. Have you noticed that when you're doing something that you like to do or something that you're meant to do, you have this burst of energy?
Yeah.
So I try and keep myself around the stuff that I like to do, and I notice that I have this energy, and then all of a sudden, Tanya will be speaking to me at night when we're in bed, and I'm gone. And it's not that I don't like to do Tanya. TMI, this is PG-13, this podcast. What I mean is, at the end of the day, I've given so much away and so much to everything that I'm about, mm-hmm. that I'm just exhausted and I pass out. There's an example in the scriptures where everybody's frantic because people are questioning what's going on and they're not really sure, and there's a mixed perception of beliefs or who Jesus even is on this boat in the middle of this storm. And it's a pretty famous story, and people go down and they shake Jesus up and they tell him about the storm as if he didn't know what's going on, and he's sleeping right through it, and they're wondering how he can have so much peace in the storm. And Jesus is like, oh, you guys are tripping about this storm. And it says he speaks to the wind and the waves. How amazing is that? Mm-hmm. How beautiful is that? You can't see wind, but you can see the effects of wind.
Yeah, no, it just reminds me of whenever I read the scriptures, and I don't mean to interrupt your story, but
please do.
Just popped into my mind. Whenever I look at the scriptures and I think of something like Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, like, I wonder if at the beginning of time, at the beginning of creation, before the fall, before we had any sense of separation, we had the ability to speak to the winds and the waves. Because if humanity and creation were one, like, why would we not have the ability to do that? Do you know what I mean?
100%. I speak to him all the time.
All right. Continue.
Ask Pastor Kim on Thursday, who spoke to the rain in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And it didn't rain.
It didn't rain?
I spoke the clouds away the entire time we were painting that basketball court. I kept speaking to the clouds. It sounded like I had Tourette's. Mm-hmm. And then it actually shifted. Yeah. And at the end of the day, when we all left, the guy goes, hey, bro, I was listening the whole time, and I just want you to know, it rains here every day during this time.
Wow.
So I don't know. I'm not saying anything more than that, uh-huh. but I heard you, and I saw what happened. Uh-huh. Funny, but funny story. Anyway, ironic. So where were we? We were in the storm, in the belly of the boat, and Jesus just speaks to the wind and waves and tells them to chill out. Yeah. But you see, the thing is with Jesus is he can rest in any storm because he's not focused on the situation, he's focused on the source.
Yeah.
And when we focus on the source, we function in our intentionality.
Mm.
And maybe that, in this day and age, is what I was just referring to before. Why are you gassed when you're doing the right thing or you're doing the thing you're actually called to do? Because you're doing what God meant for you to do. You see, Jesus can find rest in a storm because he's on his way to do exactly what his mission is. So when we find ourselves all of a sudden with this burst of energy, might us not be closer to our exact intentionality?
Got it.
And that's how maybe we're finding this burst of energy, because energy can only come from a rested state, I would think, or from a recovered state. So might you be recovering when you're closest to the state you were created to exist in?
Yes, I mean, it's like me, and when I do makeup, I can have so many things in my life that bring me rest, but the moment that I get to like sit down at a table and turn my camera on or film something for Instagram or whatever it is, or the moment that I get to put someone in my makeup chair, I can be there for 2 hours, 3 hours. I completely lose track of time. It doesn't matter how exhausted I was. I don't eat. I don't remember to drink water. I don't remember to do anything. And for that day, at least for the next 24 hours, I am so filled with hope and optimism. Like, there is nothing else creatively that has given me that, ever. It's the craziest thing. And that's how I know that no matter how much I wrestle with this, you know, pursuing makeup and this makeup career, I know that I'm meant to be in this place because of what it gives me and because of the hope that even in the tiny little nuances of posting something and having like a really positive subtitled caption or responding to comments on makeup videos in like a positive way, that affects people. You know, I've met people at events and just in LA in general that go, hey, I saw your video on the Explore page. I love how positive you are. A girl came crying to me, you know, talking about how positive my response was. And I think it's because that is a result of what I was able to create in a place that brings me rest.
And the same way we find this burst of energy when we're doing what we're supposed to do, do we notice the total opposite? Like, are you going to do stuff that leaves you completely drained? Are you going to work and you're dreading the fact that you're going to work? When you're doing enough of what you don't want to do, it's going to start to show up in your health, in your skin, in your relationships, in your attitude towards people. It's not just rest, but it's health. You can get sick going to the wrong job over and over and over again.
I've ended up in hospital going to the wrong job over and over again.
And yes, you might want the results and the benefits of this job, but at the point of your health, like, that's crazy. Like, your health is forever. Your finances are finite. Like you can go through a lot of money real fast, but your health is priceless. Guess who's back? You thought we were going to have a whole episode without lying? You're kidding yourself. There he is. What's good, little buddy?
He's clearly still half awake. Half asleep.
Yeah, he's like, you got way too much for me, Dad, right now. I haven't had my Red Bull. All I had is some vegan, soggy powder milk. Mommy doesn't give me that good chocolate stuff anymore.
At least he's vegan.
Lion, what do you got to say? He's still in rest mode. But anyway, next week's word is breakthrough, and you don't have to be in the building to be in the house. We're looking forward towards your comments, and like Tanya was saying about impacting that one person, there's this story which is really interesting. You might feel like what you're doing is landing nowhere, but this guy, I believe his name is Mordecai Ham. He was an evangelist, and if you don't know what an evangelist is, it's somebody who preaches the gospel, and the gospel basically is just the good news. Whatever tier of belief you're in, you must believe in something, and you definitely know what good is. So somebody who's sharing good for 6 weeks at this one place and is questioning whether he's having any effect on anybody, because sometimes we measure in the church world whether you're having an effect is if people are responding to your invitation to Jesus. And it's a reassuring thing when you share some hope and people respond. But this guy, Mordecai Ham, hadn't had any reactions from anybody, and nobody was actually crossing that line of faith. But then this one kid replied, and that kid's name was Billy Graham. So here he was thinking he hadn't done anything or had any impact, and he actually led one of the biggest evangelists in the history of evangelism to a relationship with Jesus. So never count yourself out with the efforts that you're making to kind of put some good out there in the world. You never know who you're touching with what you're doing.
I think that's an important reminder when we're doing something, and when we're bringing health to places, and when we're trying to share life with people, that we have to do it for the long game. And another thing that we heard Pastor John Gray preach a few years ago, that it's not your responsibility to see the salvation, but it is your responsibility to see the salvation. And sometimes bringing somebody to faith or just getting somebody healthier is a communal effort. It's not on your standing. You cannot do the conversion as such, but you can plant seeds and you can bring hope. You can be part of that process. So just know that whatever it is that you're doing, if you're tired, or if you have somebody that you've been pouring into, and you don't feel like you're seeing any progress, that progress is on a timeline that is eternal, essentially. So God is doing something, and the people around you are doing something as well. So just be encouraged by that.
And just to make things a little lighter, let's just make every place we step into better when we leave it.
Yeah, absolutely. So good. So thank you so much for watching and for listening and for being with us today. Lion.
He's awake.
And being part of this conversation. We will see you guys in the next one. Remember, our socials are always linked down below if you want to slide into the DMs or reach out to us during the week. You could probably find us on Instagram as well, most efficiently. We love you guys. We'll see you in the next one. Next week's word is breakthrough.
And remember, free people, free people.
Bye.